Stephanie Butler is here. Elika Fisher is here as well as Greg Jones. Elika, searching my memory over the last couple of food drops, I can remember a couple places we went to. One in particular, this home. A very poor family. The floorboards was their floor. No carpeting, no padding, very little furniture. And when we took the food in there, the lady, the mom, she wept. She cried. I thought I was going to start bawling in there because I'm an emotional dude anyway, so I try to avoid all that stuff. And my kids asked me what was going on. They didn't really get it, and they've been getting it, you know, that we need to serve and people have needs. It kind of blew the kids away. It's a good thing, a good teaching tool for our children, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. We this last year, we actually had our student ministries and their families go out and serve together. We actually adopted an apartment building that had asked to be served. And so we went there, and we had about, I don't even, off the top of my head, I can't think, it's about 50 people out there. And we divided into teams, and we each took a floor. And so families were able to go and deliver a food box together. And that was a really exciting event for them.
Is there a story that sticks out that that has stuck with you over these past couple years?
I think the biggest thing for me has just been the energy of seeing people gathering together to do something great, and being able to go into someone's home and serve them. And I think even just for me, being involved in student ministries, seeing students' lives changed as they're going out and serving someone and saying, you know, wow, I didn't realize people were in need right here in my own back door. And so just seeing students changing their perspective, and even just people in general changing their perspective around serving.
Greg House is the worship arts coordinator for Trinity. Greg, any stories kind of stick with you?
Yeah, you know, we... part of our small group actually went out and did two boxes, and both of those houses were in immaculate condition. You know, they might have been going through some problems, and clearly they were struggling to get food on the table, but they hadn't given up yet, and they were keeping their house in just, I mean, it was kind of depressing for us because my house isn't that clean. it was really incredible that the hope that they still had, and even in just asking for help, they were okay with that, and they could do that.
Stephanie, any other stories since we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks kind of come to mind?
Yeah, we've had a couple pastors come around and share a few other stories. For me, I think we often talk about the change that it makes in the lives of those that we're serving, but I am dumbfounded sometimes at the stories that I hear from the people who've been able to participate. Just like you're sharing, Tony, that your children were impacted. They did not understand the revelation of the reality, like Elika was saying, that there is a dire need right outside our back door. And so often as people, sometimes we want to close those shutters up and say, you know what, I've got A, B, and C to do, and I need to get my business done. And I think, you know, we're in a season where God is saying, you know what, where are we really at? I think we're being challenged as a community. Where do we really stand? What do we really want to do in this season, in this time, and are we willing to make a difference?
All right, so the food drop is this Saturday. It's at Holt High School. Give us the details about the times. You bring your car, you can bring your family, you can bring friends. What do you need to do to get signed up?
To sign up, you can just show up, actually. At this point, it's only a week away. It's this Saturday, February 26th. The event starts at 11 a.m. We advise you to show up as early as an hour early at 10 a.m. Bring your car, empty your truck, drive with one other adult. You can also obviously bring your family. It's a very family-friendly event. And then visit churchofgreaterlansing.com for any additional details.
And that's at Holt High School.
That's at Holt High School.
And that's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday. We need you.
All right, let's go to work. Stephanie, Elika, Greg, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.